sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Dickie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions... at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi, and brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cat than with a special treat. And this saucy terrine snack, it's a 5-pack. Actually, they even have bigger packs or smaller packs. You can find them at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in your favorite pet store. Also, Good Pets Foods, supplements and treats are teaming up with us, Talking Pets, to give you 10% off. If you put the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. And those are dog treat supplements, and you can also win them today on the show, as well as the lick and lap or purr sticks from Vitacraft. But give us a call, 818-818-6401. You can also watch and listen on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, or go to talkinpets.com, click on Listen Live, or Alexa, CRN4, tune in, or hit on your cell phone, smartphone, #250. This is Talkin' Pets.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Jasmine.
Oh,
happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Jasmine. Jasmine, the dog trainer, has... Well, I won't say how old.
Thank you. You can say how old. I don't care.
She turned 40, the big 4-0.
So I really wanted that cake, so I thought if I played the song.
She's got a cake in front of her that we got, and it's a gluten-free cake. That's why it looks like a pancake.
It's not actually a cake. It's a torte.
So, you know what? I'm checking out at the store, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was looking at balloons, and I thought, well, these are kind of cute, the balloon on a stick. And the girl at the register, the grocery store, says, oh, let me put this balloon in a bag for you so it doesn't blow away.
Oh, yeah?
I don't think it
could.
It
doesn't have helium in it.
Exactly.
It could blow away. The wind catches it and just flies it down the street.
In a hurricane, maybe.
You poked a hole in this to put that in there?
I did.
Oh.
Wasn't I inventive?
Yeah.
See? To make it stand. So if you're watching this on Facebook Live, you can see her balloon, happy birthday balloon, and her cake.
Thank you.
At Talkin' Pets Radio. But we want to hear from you guys, so pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call us, 818-818-6401. If you've got a training question or a behavior question, pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401.
Ooh, what a spectacular feast I've got for you. Oh, yes, what a lucky little pork chop you are. Yes, delicious. Oh, yes, yum, yum, yum.
Who's going to grow up to be a big fat pig?
You! Yum, 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 yum.
After you eat all that cake, you... I don't think there's a chance for you, but I'm on my way.
What?
I'm getting to be a big fat pig.
No. Oh, whatever. So why does my dog like to lick ears?
Oh, the thing fell down. Why does your dog like to lick human ears or other dog ears?
Human.
Oh.
Because you let him.
Yeah.
I don't let her do that. But she loves my brother-in-law's ears. Every time he comes over, she just wants
Give him wet willies.
Wants to lick his ears. Nothing else, just his ears.
Well, I mean, you know, they like
Is it
places
the earwax?
Of the body that have, like, you know, higher concentration of smell. So that's why some dogs want to lick your feet or, yeah, shove their
nose. Tell you something, this is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun, and you're going to have
fun. It's like,
you know. We're all going to have so much fun, we'll need plastic surgery to remove our smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah. I got to be crazy.
But that's why your dog is licking your ears and your feet and everything else, because it's fun.
Oh. Do ears have a smell?
Well, everything has a smell, especially to a dog.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
But doesn't... And now I have to smell someone's ears, because...
Stay away from me.
Come here, Jasmine.
No, but, you know, everything has a smell. So,
yeah.
And for dogs, you know, if they smell, it's probably more of a habit for her. My dog, when she was a puppy, she was a licker. And now she's not, because I don't let her lick me, especially not in the face.
I don't let her lick me. So she gives me kisses on the face sometimes, but I constantly push her away. I don't mind a little bit, but not too much. But my brother-in-law doesn't care. So he just lets her lick him wherever. And so she goes ham on it.
Okay. But with the kitty sides of things, like Shadow, my black cat's not much of a licker.
Oh, but winter.
But summer's not either, but winter will lick away.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't even have to be like your skin. She was licking my shoe earlier. She'll lick the bottom of your shoe, the top.
She likes exploring different textures too. Everything.
She likes like certain textures, and she wants to like.
No, kitty, you can't have any.
And then if you don't pay attention to her, she bites.
Yes.
Yes.
Love bites, though.
But it's a love bite, yeah. She doesn't,
still
like...
Still hurts.
She doesn't bite. Like, she wanted to bite you, she could bite you. She nips you to say, I want attention.
Yeah, so she'll lick and bite.
That's another reason, like, because a lot of people, when all of a sudden the dog starts licking them and all, and their ears or their nose or their feet or whatever, then the dog is like, gets a reaction from you.
Yeah.
Either it's like, I love it, or get away from me. What are you doing?
Someone once told me after their dog surprise licked me in the mouth, and I'm like,
That's called Frenching.
I don't let dogs lick me in the face, right? So the dog, you know, I'm just like, you know what? It happens. It's a puppy. You know, it's fine. Like, I'm not going to throw up. And then she was like, he's so sweet. He gives the best pedicures and chews all the dead skin off of my feet every night. And I was like,
yuck.
What?
Well,
what do you mean you let the dog?
I know a certain kitty who's sleeping with mommy tonight.
My mom's dog, who's a dachshund, we call it dolphin punching, because she just will use her full face and just dive right at your face or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And she'll get you, and she just will lick
she
you
does
all of
like
a sudden.
A, not a nip, though.
No, oh, not okay, nipping at all. Okay. She just will jump at you with her tongue.
Yeah.
And it just is, like, so forceful. Sometimes she'll get you in your mouth, and it's like, oh, Rosie, come on.
So Environmental Ed said, happy birthday, Jazz. And
Thank you, Ed.
I guess, was there a horse race today? I missed that.
I don't know.
That must have been part of the Triple Crown. And he was like, Sovereignty wins for Jazz, won first place. I guess he bet on that for you.
Oh, okay. Well, where's my cut?
And journalism finished in second.
Oh, nice. Okay. I didn't know that there was a race today. I thought the Kentucky Derby is
at
the end of it.
I follow the Kentucky Derby. I don't usually do the Preakness and the other one.
I thought the Kentucky Derby is like the end of the season.
No, that's the beginning.
Oh, okay.
So
that shows how much I know about.
Yeah, I know nothing.
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to talk about your pets, from your training questions and your behavior questions. So pick that phone up. Give us a call. And let's talk about your pets. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is our number. So pick up the phone. Give us a call. And let's talk about your pets. We want to talk to you about what you want to talk about. So pick up the phone and give us a call. During the break, maybe if Jasmine lets us, we're going to have some cake. I didn't say Kitty's going to have cake. No cake for Kitty. This is Talkin' Pets.
That's just my baby dog. 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 That's just my baby dog.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse. And put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
A hungry wild elephant caused havoc in a grocery store in Thailand when he strolled in from a nearby national park and helped himself to food on the shelves. Videos of the incident show the huge male elephant known as Play Biang Leek, I have no idea, briefly stopped in front of the shop located next to a main road near the Khao Yang National Park in northern Thailand. Before ducking his whole body inside, the elephant stopped in front of the shop's counter, calmly snatched and chomping snacks, and did not flinch as the national park workers tried to shoo him away. The elephant later backed out of the shop, still holding a bag of snacks with his trunk. He left little damage behind, except mud tracks on the floor and the ceiling of the shop. In a video posted on social media, the shop owner appeared amused as she described the moment the elephant rifled her shop. She said he ate about 9 bags of sweet rice cakes, a sandwich, and some dried bananas she had bought that morning. A volunteer park worker familiar with the elephant said that he, who is about 30 years old, is a familiar sight in the area and has been known to enter people's houses in search of food. This was the first time he's been seen going into a grocery store. After he left the shop, he went on to open a bathroom window of another house. The wild elephant in Khao Yang National Park area have been coming out of the woods to ransack people's kitchen for many years, but this year he has started seeing them going into more random places to find food. There are an estimated 4,000 wild elephants in Thailand in 2024, according to the Department of National Parks, Wildlife, and Plant Conservation. As farmers push into forests for agriculture, elephants have been forced to venture out of their shrinking habitats in search of food, leading to confrontations that can turn deadly. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
What should I eat to quickly fill my tummy? How I wish I could have a lot of food to eat. Cucumbers and rice.
Just go to the grocery store. Have you seen the video on this?
I did.
It's hysterical.
It is funny. Because, like, what do you do?
That's such a problem, though. Like they said, the encroachment. Because there's a lot of construction going on around where I live. And, there's this one road, it's Little Road, but that's what it's called, this Little Road. But down towards the one area, they have completely cleared out all of this, like, forest habitat to make this housing development. And it's so sad because I drive that way to go to work, and I've seen deers,
by the road.
Like, they're not dead.
Oh, okay.
I have seen dead ones, but most of them aren't. But it's like they lost their entire home now.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
There's, like, no forest left there anymore.
Right.
And it's,
I mean,
like, they're pushing into the road.
It's all over the world like that.
I know.
I mean,
it's so sad.
That's the sad thing is that, you know, humans are so greedy that, you know, they just keep building and building and building.
Mm-hmm. And then these deers will come out, and then it's like, oh, my gosh, my house is infested with deers. And it's like, no, you actually have infested their land.
Right. You invaded their space.
Like,
you built your house in their living room.
Yeah.
But I say that all the time. You know, people will build houses in Montana and, you know, in wilderness areas because they want to live out there. And it's so beautiful, which it is. But then when a cougar or a bear ends up in their yard, then they end up shooting it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is like, that's not their yard. That's not your yard. That's their yard.
A good movie that's kind of about it, not with with like bears and stuff. Well, there is a bear, but is over the hedge. It's a
it's
so cute. It's a cartoon or whatever, but it has about how these animals are hibernating and they wake up after hibernation and there's only like a tiny piece of forest left and they've built this whole development around them and they'd have no food, so they start like ransacking people's garbages and stealing from people's houses. And but that's the reality. Like when you take somebody their land, where are they supposed to go for food?
That's a good animated film, by the way.
Yeah, it's great.
So over the break, we started eating the gluten-free cake, which is amazing. And
oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big.
Just do some
she
extra
looks like
squats.
One of those rap guys' girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like Lexi when she was shoving that cake in her mouth during that whole thing. So either that or they were looking at the elephant. But we're going to play a game, and if you can tell us who is telling a lie with their animal fact, you can win a prize. And we do have a variety of prizes to choose from. And you can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks for your cats. You can go with Good Pets Foods, supplement treats for your dogs. We do have a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. We have a dog book, cat book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have a frog pendant with two earrings. Well, you hopefully have two ears with earrings. We also have the keychains, bracelet keychains for women, dog mom or cat mom. That's from Kayla's Creations. Or you could go with, also we have little sockies, little socks for a small dog.
Kitten mittens,
or
as I like
cat.
To call them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you can guess who's telling a lie with their animal fact. So, Lexi.
Mine?
No, I wasn't asking you for that.
Oh.
Do I get my...
Now we're going to run a few tests.
Thank you.
This is a simple lie detector. I'll ask you a few yes or no questions, and you just answer truthfully. Do you understand?
Yes. Sometimes grown-ups need to lie.
You're a big stupid liar.
You're a bald-faced liar.
Liar! Confess!
All I've ever known to be true is a lie.
Hi, liar!
You are a liar!
Liar!
Lexi, now.
So mine is the longest recorded flight of a chicken is 30 seconds.
Jasmine?
There are two known mammals that lay eggs, the spiny anteater and the duck-billed platypus.
And this is John. The placement of a donkey's eyes in its head enables it to see all 4 feet at all times. Who's telling a lie? Is it Lexi? Is it Jasmine, or is it John? 818-818-6401. Play the game with us, and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401.
Ow! Oh, goodness.
6401. My cat decided to jump up on me, and when she fell off, she stuck her claw through my leg.
Oh, no.
So, anyway, but these are the truths or lies. And, Lexi, once again...
The longest recorded flight of a chicken is 30 seconds.
Jasmine?
There are two known mammals that lay eggs, the spiny anteater and the duck-billed platypus.
And my truth is, the placement of a donkey's eyes in its heads enables it to see all 4 feet at all times. So who's telling a lie? It's either Lexi, Jasmine, or me, John. Take a guess and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401, that's the number. 818-818-6401. Play the game with us. Have some fun. Win something. Hopefully win something. You got a 1 out of 3 chance. So somebody's lying. Somebody's fact is not a fact. It's a lie. And it's either Lexi, which it could be, with her chickens, or Jasmine, laying eggs, or it could be me, with donkey eyes. One of us... is lying. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, vacation you burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because vacation you doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
I'm Daisy Charlotte, here with the Talking Pets Rewind. One of our favorite games here on Talking Pets is
Name This Animal. Jim, what was that animal sound?
I'm going to go with a bear.
I would say that you are correct.
Thank you very much.
Here's another one, and it's still out there. If you can identify this animal. It's a big animal.
It's like a bullfrog.
You think it's a what?
A bullfrog.
Oh, Jesse. You're wrong. Sorry, Jesse. Good try, but it is not a bullfrog. I said a big animal. A bullfrog's not big. And we're going to go out to Ralph in Lewisburg, West Virginia. And Ralph, you think you know what kind of animal that was?
A moose.
I would say that you are correct. Congratulations. It is a moose. Was it the hens, or do you know that that sounded like a moose?
Yeah.
You know it sounds like one. Have you ever heard one? Like, are you a hunter or something?
Oh, no, no, no.
That's a man who knows his animal sounds right there.
Okay. Should we try a quickie?
Oh, John.
We are on camera. Okay, let's see real quick if somebody can get this. So, Jesse again. What do you think it is?
I think it's a bear.
You think it's a bear?
Yeah.
We did the bear thing.
The bear's done. I gave that away.
We only have like a minute and a half left, so I'll give you a second choice because we did the bear one. So what is it? What do you think it is?
Poor hog. Wild pig.
A pig? A hog?
Yeah.
Ah, Jesse, I gave you 2 shots. Incorrect. Sorry, Jesse. That is wrong. All right, so we're going to go out real quick. Oh, Jesse again. We love you, Jesse. But
love you, Jesse. Go ahead, dude. Jesse,
only because we got like 10 seconds left. Jesse, give that animal real quick. Jesse. Jesse. Where are you? What is it?
What?
Jesse.
I don't.
No, it's not an owl, Jesse.
Well, Jesse, that's all the time we have for this Talking Pets Rewind. Call again soon. I'm Daisy Charlotte.
Gorilla! It's Gorilla!
It's yes! A gorilla!
Yes!
Bye.
An autopsy of a month-old Queen's infant who died Tuesday morning has confirmed that a six-week-old puppy in the apartment is not responsible for her death. According to sources, officials originally believed that the mixed-breed puppy killed Kiana Winfield at the Queensbridge House's public housing complex. Baby Kiana was reportedly asleep between her parents on Tuesday morning. Her mother woke to find the baby with bites on her body and called 911 for help, reports the New York Post. The police seized the young puppy, believing it was responsible for the baby's death, but the medical examiner has confirmed that the bites on the infant's body were made after the baby's death. The infant's cause of death is currently unknown, and the case remains under investigation. The wrongly blamed puppy was taken to animal care centers of New York City. It is unclear what the pup's fate is. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the dog trainer.
Pretty kitty cats, flitting vampire bats, and elephants of great renown cannot compete or unseat or defeat the canine companion of which I'll speak now. I am a puppy, so proud. I love belly rubs, scritches, and barking real loud. No matter how old, no matter how young, I'm a puppy doing bleps with my puppy dog tongue.
You, I mean, not knowing all the facts of that story.
That baby died of asphyxiation, I'm sure of it. If it was sleeping between the parents, one of them rolled over on that baby, and then the puppy probably, I don't know what a dead body maybe smells like.
Yeah, right. Something's wrong with the baby.
Yeah, like, I'm sure that a dead body to a puppy probably smells appetizing, as gross as that sounds.
But they said that the marks on the baby, according to an expert, were not relatable to a puppy bite or anything of that type. Oh. So
no, wait, what?
No, it said that it wasn't related to the death.
The bites weren't the cause of the death.
Yeah, it was after the baby had died that the bites had happened, which you could tell because if you die, you don't bleed.
The medical examiner has confirmed that the bites on the infant's body were made after the baby's death.
So the baby died, and then the puppy probably gnawed on it a little bit.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which is normal. They say that if you were to die in your house, your pets would probably eat you before they even eat their own food.
That does happen, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're fresh meat. I'm sure that you have some kind of strange scent that humans cannot smell that animals can. That alert. Like, how do vultures know that something's dead? Right. Probably because they can smell it.
But not only that, it's like, you know, if an animal is trapped in an apartment or a house with no food given to it at all, and there's a body there, Yeah, they're going to go after what they can eat in order to survive. Survival of the fittest, or you might say. But, you know, it's really sad what happened to that baby. But, you know, if the parents aren't honest.
Why is the baby sleeping in the bed with you?
Between the parents, too.
And why does the puppy, a six-week-old puppy, have access to the baby anyway?
Right.
Yeah, why is the puppy on the bed?
All sounds weird.
So it might be that something happened from the parents to the baby, whether it was the sleeping part or something else.
And they just, like,
and then they
were trying to figure out what to do. Yeah.
So they made marks with the dog or something like that to make it look like it was the dog's fault.
It sounds suspicious.
Legally, they were saying it wasn't the puppy that caused the death. So
I hope the dog doesn't get euthanized
for no reason, especially if they figured it out. Yeah, like, especially if they figured out, like, oh no, the six weeks is, like, younger than you should even get a dog,
right?
Like, that's like a baby dog. Like,
so we're, if you have a comment on that, pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. But we are playing a contest, and if you want to play, please play and give us a call at 818-818-6401. It is the liar game, and one of us is telling a lie with our fact. My fact is the placement of a donkey's eyes in its head enables it to see all 4 feet at all times. Jasmine?
There are two known animals that lay eggs.
Mammals.
Two known mammals that lay eggs. The spiny anteater and the duck-billed platypus.
And Lexi?
The longest recorded flight of a chicken is 30 seconds. 30.
So who's lying? Is it John? Is it Jasmine? or is it Lexi? 818-818-6401, and you've got some pretty cool things to choose from, like cat treats, dog treats, books, keychains. We have socks for your pet. Also, the collapsible water bowl, and we have a CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood about reptiles. If you like music CDs on reptiles, you can go with any of those if you know who's telling a lie. Again, the placement of a donkey's eyes in its head enables it to see all 4 feet at all times. That's my truth. Jasmine, what's your lie?
What?
Just kidding. What is your fag?
There are two known mammals that lay eggs, the spiny anteater and the duck-billed platypus.
Lexi, your truth?
The longest recorded flight of a chicken is 30 seconds.
So somebody's lying. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. You'll speak with Sydney. She'll put you on the air with us. You just tell us who the liar is. You can call us a liar. That's a fun thing in its own. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. And you can win a prize. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, back to that story, it's really concerning about the baby and the puppy. But going on the sides of towards a puppy, when you're bringing a puppy home, you're bringing a new being into a home.
I don't know.
Don't you need to set your house up puppy proof?
None of it makes any sense, because if that puppy is 6 weeks old, the baby is a month old, so 4 weeks. Who? That's a lot.
Unless that puppy is actually an alligator, I don't see it happening.
The puppy is like. Maybe the puppy of a dog that they weren't mentioning in the story, whatever. But yeah, when you bring a puppy in your home, it should be contained. It should not have a puppy or adult dog should not have full access to your brand new baby ever.
No, we
you shouldn't sleep with your baby either. Like, not to judge anybody. Like, a lot of people do it. Yeah, like you just shouldn't sleep with your baby. Yeah. It's like a really dangerous thing. I know a lot of people do it, and I know a lot of people are fine, and that their kids are fine, and that's great and all. But there are also a lot of people that are not fine, and that babies die because you roll over on them or SIDS.
But also, though, when you already have a puppy or a dog at home, and you're bringing a baby home, you need to familiarize that dog. Before the baby even gets there with the scent and the smell of it. Or else it's going to be very confusing for this dog, especially when it was getting all of your attention. But we're going to go to Nashville real quick, and we're going to speak with J.D. Hey, J.D., how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good. How are you? How's the weather in Nashville right now?
First-time listener. It's beautiful. It's very nice today.
Nashville is one of my bucket lists. I have never been there.
Really?
And I've always wanted to go.
Oh, I have. It's nice.
I like country music, and I know there's a lot of
you
it
there. You
want to
go to House of Blues there?
Yeah, let's go.
I wouldn't.
JD is going to take us one night.
Country music, blues music is all kinds of music.
You kind of have like, do you sing?
A little bit. Everybody down here sings, ain't you heard?
Well, that's true. So what do you think? Who do you think is the liar, JD? Do you think it's me talking about, you know, a donkey's eyes? Do you think it's Jasmine and she was talking about mammals, two mammals that lay eggs? Or is it Lexi talking about the chickens and how far they can fly?
Well, no offense, but I know you're lying.
Me?
Right. You lie. Definitely. Chicken was a lie. The chicken story was a lie. But I think the platypus and the, what's the other animal?
Wait, so there's only one lie.
Yep, so there's only one lie. So
only one lie.
Which, out of those three, which one do you think is actually a lie? The chickens, the donkey. Mine was the placement of a donkey's eyes in its heads enables it to see all 4 feet at all times. Jasmine's was?
There are two known mammals that lay eggs, the spiny anteater and the duck-billed platypus.
And Lexi?
The longest recorded flight of a chicken is 30 seconds.
What do you think, JD?
I'm going to guess. I think it's the chicken. The chicken one has to be a lie.
So you think it is the chicken. I say...
Good job.
Congratulations.
All right.
That's good that you got that, because it could have, like, a lot of people would have thought donkey, all 4 feet at one time? I don't know.
13 yeah. seconds is the right answer.
Yep, 13 is the right one, not 30. What do you want to go with? Do you have cats? Do you have dogs? Do you read? We have a pendant, a frog pendant, and earrings. I mean, we got Vitacraft Lick and Lack treats for your cats, or we got Good Pets Foods for treat supplements for your dogs. I've got Glassable Water Bowl. I've got a CD about reptiles. What do you think?
Well, I read.
So you want the dog book or the? Do you want the dog book or the cat book?
Dog book.
You got it coming out
all
to
right,
you.
Awesome.
Stay on the line, right, JD, yeah. and speak with Sydney, and we'll ship that out to you. We got to take a break. This is Talkin' Pets.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever creator summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators of small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you'll lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
A devastating fire has claimed the lives of more than a dozen special needs cats at the Possibilities Animal Rescue in Pennsylvania. As reported by Fox News, a barn holding cats with medical issues, behavior issues, or who were never adopted, burned to the ground last Sunday. Now, on Monday morning, the Animal Rescue issued a statement about the blaze on its social media page, which stated, "The heart of Possibility Animal Rescue has been struck by tragedy. A destructive fire consumed the barn at owner Samantha Carroll's home. This barn was more than just a structure. It was a sanctuary for her farm animals and her personal outdoor colony of feral barn cats. Some of Sam's cats were inside the barn at the time of the fire, but the fire marshal assured us they didn't suffer due to the nature of the quick-moving blaze. The rescue group has said that it is currently covering for immediate needs. Donations to the organization can be made at possibilitiesrescue.org, and that's with P-A-W-S, possibilitiesrescue.org. Also, for more information, visit animalvictory.org. Visit talkingpets.com for more news, and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Oh, misty eye of the mountain below, keep careful watch of my brother's souls. And should the sky be filled with fire and smoke, keep watching over your sons. If this is to end in fire, then we shall all burn together. Watch the flames climb high into the night, calling out Father, oh, stand by and we will watch the flames burn over and on the mountainside.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. The number is 818-818-6401. It was nice to hear from you, JD, out in Nashville. First-time listener. Thanks for that. Big shout-out to Bart and Brian and the gang there at WGNS. But once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And I'll have that dog book out to you from Chicken Soup for the Soul. It's really cool. I like those books because you can take them in the bathroom and you can read a whole story at one time because they're only short stories, which is good. So there's like 100 short stories in there about, you know, whatever the topic may be. Yeah. But sad situation with the fires. And, you know, when somebody puts a statement, a human statement, that the animals didn't suffer because the fire was quick, in that moment, you know they suffered.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Because it's like, you know, that fear, and they, you know, the animals would try to escape if they could. So that's sad.
Well, that's the thing is, like, there was even a big fire. I forget where it was, whether Tennessee or I'm not sure if it was there. But there was a bunch of horses, and they were all in their paddocks, in their stalls, and they couldn't get out. Mm-hmm. And all of these horses just perished in this barn.
Oh, my gosh. The worst part about fires, too, is that a lot of times, not every time, obviously, you're going to suffocate before you ever die from the fire, which is almost worse, I think.
I don't know. I think I'd rather suffocate from the smoke first and then burn. I mean, realistically.
I guess.
But the thing is that the thing that I like about, in terms of preventing fires, kind of, it doesn't really prevent the fire, but I've seen these sold in places where you can get stickers. I know they have, like, baby on board and everything, but you can get, like, dog room or dog in house or cat in house. And I like those because you could put them on a window.
I've used those before. You're supposed to have it, like, on your front door.
Anywhere where, so you know there's an animal in there should something happen that, you know, all of a sudden there's a fire at your house, no one's home, but the dog is in there.
You don't have one that says, like,
I don't. I have not. I haven't seen them. I've seen them online.
They sell them at pets, of course, online, but you just put it on, like, your front door or front window, like, you know, so the fire department can,
No, I think they're great. I think they're a great thing to have because, especially if it's an apartment or a two-story home, one-story basically. You know, I'm always here. So fire stuff, I'd be burning with my cats and my animals. I'll tell you. I mean, I could not imagine a person going through knowing that not only their family member is in there, which is horrific, but also to know that part of their family, which is their pets, are in there as well.
Yeah.
And knowing that they've perished.
Years ago, I lived in a house and there was a fire like in the woods near it. And they ended up closing off the road to, like, get into the neighborhood that I lived in. And I came up, and the cops wouldn't let me in, like, to the neighborhood. And so but my cat was there. And so I was like, I need to get my cat. They're like, I'm sorry, you can't go in there. Like, we're trying to put out the fire. And I was freaking out. Like, thankfully, nothing. Like, I don't even think any of the houses really.
Our pets mean the world to us. So
it's
like,
was awful.
And it's tough because I could see the fire department saying that to you because they don't want any harm to come to you as a human.
Yeah, and I get it. But at the same time, it's like, I'll come right back. Like, let me just go grab my cat really quick. Like, I live right on the first street. It would have taken me 5 minutes to get there, grab the cat, and get right back out. Like, I would have came back out. I don't want to burn, but I don't want him to be suffering either.
If you remember during 9/11, because we covered that here on the air, too, and there was a lot of animals that were left behind in that area because people had to evacuate as soon as possible after the airplanes went through the towers. And a lot of those pets ended up alone in those apartments and everything for quite a bit until it was approved. Well, the only one that had approval, I believe, was the rescue organizations for animals and, like, the ASPCA and all, HSUS. They were able to go in and get pets, but they weren't allowing the parents, the pet parents or the owners, to go back into their places.
If I'm evacuating my house in a hurry, my dog's coming with me.
Yeah. The unfortunate part is that I wasn't there.
No, I mean,
best thing that you could do, too, is if you have a number of animals and you know there's a fire that you can't put out, open doors, open windows, whatever you can.
So they can
at least you don't
escape.
Have to necessarily grab the animals, but give them the opportunity or the chance to jump out the window or jump through the door or whatever. Because if everything's locked up, there's no way for them
right.
to get out.
Yeah. So that's another good reason why you should always chip your pet as well. In case something like that happens 100%. And you have to do it.
Microchip your pets for sure. Hey, from all of us here of Talking Pets, we say goodbye. Congratulations to J.D. We're going to get that book out to you. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Spay and neuter your pets. Help control the pet population. We'll talk to you again same pet time, same pet channel on your favorite radio station. This is Talking Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.